Didn't I tell you? There isn't a single cloud in the stars tonight. Just a few trees, but they make it look like a picture frame or something. It's the perfect night for this. And the weather is warming up. It's that fantastic temperature where it isn't warm enough that we're sweating, but it isn't cold enough that we're shivering. We just need a light blanket and some cuddling. Aww. Your koala grip on me also gives you perfect access to my homegrown pillows. Aww, I didn't mean it like that. I'm not upset or anything. I was just stating a fact. You have positioned yourself to lay your head directly on my chest, which means you get tit pillows and my heartbeat. I know how much you like both of those. It's cute. You're cute. What? I can't call you cute? If you bury your face in my chest, then you are in for a long night. I might just spend the rest of the night listing off everything I love about you and how amazing and perfect I think you are and how attractive I find you. That way you just get all that happy embarrassment. Oh, don't deny it. I know that is something that you get. You pretend that you don't like being showered in compliments and affection, but it secretly makes you smile and feel loved. I know. You can't hide anything from me. You're my mate. I know everything about you. You've given me that luxury to know every little detail about you, despite how hard it was for you. And I find it incredibly amazing that regardless of everything that has happened in your life, all the good, the bad, even the mediocre, every single one of those things led you to me, led you to this moment, laying on your wolf girlfriend's chest while you're staring up at the stars in the sky on this cool spring night. Here, follow my claw. Do you see that cluster of stars right there? Yeah, that one. It has 5 stars. I don't know what you call them, but my clan calls them the paw prints. You see that one big one in the center? That's the center of the paw. And then those 4 little stars above it? Those are the other paws. Yeah, they're slightly less bright, but I don't know. Doesn't it look like a paw print? Yes, you always insist on calling them my toe beans. It makes me annoyed when you call them that, not upset. They're not cute. They're dangerous and they help me feel the ground and they let me walk without shoes. My toe beans allow me to go outside without having to put on shoes. You don't have that luxury as a human. Your feet need to be protected by shoes. And my toe beans, my paws, I can clean them myself. And they don't ruin or anything. So I don't have to go and spend that stupid paper that humans value on something that isn't going to last for more than a few years. My paws are more practical than your feet. Look, that isn't the point of this. Do you have a name for that cluster of stars, or are you just going to call it the paw print from now on? You wouldn't dare call it the toe bean. Okay. Just, do you have a name for it or not? You don't know? That's okay. Do you want me to point out some of the other constellations I know? That way we can get off the topic of my toe beans. And then it gives me an excuse to pull you tighter and tell you all the stories I grew up on, and I can point out like the shapes and the pictures and the stars. Alright, come here. Alright. So, you see those 3 big stars? And there's some slightly smaller ones that are like in between them? Yeah. We call that the little tree. And then you see that one over there? We call that the big tree. The biggest stars create the trunk, and then the little ones branch off and they create a sort of canopy type of view. You call them the Big and Little Dipper? What a strange name. What's a dipper? A ladle? I mean, okay. I like the Big and Little Tree better. I think it suits them more. It sounds prettier. Plus, who's looking for cooking utensils in the night sky? Okay. So, that one right there, slightly under the little tree, we call that lightning. It's a series of 5 bright zagging stars. Not the most creative name, that I know, but I think there's a beauty in the simplicity. We don't need to call things by fancy titles or make them hard to find. Sometimes just calling the zigzagging set of stars lightning is okay. Do you want to hear the story behind the lightning? If I'm remembering correctly, and bear with me because this is a story from when I was a pup and I haven't heard it in a while. One of the markers that you're getting close to my clan, to my home, is a burnt tree. If you come across this burnt tree, you're pretty close, and you just have to keep going straight forward for a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, I can take you to my clan one day. I just haven't told many people about you. After all, you are a human, and I don't know how they'll take it. Please don't be sad. This really isn't about you. I'm not embarrassed or trying to hide you or anything. It's just... some of the older generation looks down upon our kind and your kind dating. But my friends know about you. Yeah, of course they do. I couldn't keep you a secret even if I wanted to. They constantly were commenting that I just seemed so much more happier. I kept smiling more. And... you just mean so much to me. Whenever I think about you, I just fill with so much love, so much happiness. You make me happier than anything or anyone ever has before. Or ever will, quite frankly. I love you. But that wasn't what we were talking about. I was telling you the story of the lightning constellation. As the legend goes, there was this massive fire a few hundred years ago. It wiped out almost the entirety of the woods. Upon returning to their former home, all the critters, including my clan, decided that they were going to rebuild and replant the forest. Working together, they started over. They knew that while it wasn't going to be good for them, it was going to be good for their future generations. They planted the trees in a way to keep them hidden. They planted the fields in a way so that the crops would always have sunshine and rain. They even made tunnels underground so we would have somewhere to go and hide if there was ever a fire. They did not plan on humans and your tech like guns, but I mean, it helps with that too. But there was this one tree. This tree would always get struck by lightning. This lightning would make the tree catch on fire, but the fire never spread past that tree like none of the other trees caught. They would cut it down and replant it, but the tree would always get struck and the cycle would repeat again, over and over and over again. Eventually, my clan took it as a sign that this spot where they've made their home, this is where they were meant to be. And that tree was meant to be a marker that we were close to our home. The burnt tree is a sign of where I'm from, of who I am. And the constellation in the sky is our gratitude to the lightning. I know, it's a silly little story. Probably doesn't mean much, but it's something we have to tell the younger generation here. Even if it isn't a true story, it does help ensure that even if someone gets lost, travels too far out or something, they'll always know a marker, and that means that they're close to home. Added bonus that it deters most humans because for some strange reason they think burnt trees are creepy. I always thought they were kind of pretty. What do you think? I think that suits you well. Back to the stars. Alright, let's see what else is up in the sky tonight. Ooh! I see one I haven't shown you yet. Okay. You see those three bright ones in that they like form a pyramid type of thing? Good. And then directly under the base, there they are. Those two bright ones, just a little bit way away, like they're directly under, but they're a little bit farther. That is called the cloud, and tonight we can see the storm with it too. There aren't always the two extra stars. Sometimes it's too cloudy to see them, or something blocks your vision, or they just decided not to come out for the night. But it seems tonight is our lucky night. They say that if you see the cloud with its storm, it's a sign of good luck for relationships. Who says that? I don't know. People? It's just something people say where I'm from. Don't you have anything like that? Interesting. Look, just take it as a sign of good luck. Maybe it's my sign to tell my parents about you. Let them know that I found what I think is my forever mate. That is, if they will have me. Don't feel pressured to say anything. You can take as much time as you want, and you can even say no, I'll understand. Wolf hybrid mating is much more intense than human mating, and... Shut up? Why? Have I upset you? Have I done something wrong? I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have said that. What was that for? Thank you for calling me cute, but I don't see what that has to do with what I just mentioned or did. After all, I basically just proposed to you in human terms. Did you just say yes? Are you serious? Fucking come here. I love you so fucking much.